This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. Being a school janitor is hard work, and extra hard when you're dealing with a haunted school.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. If you like the podcast, be sure to get it ad-free when you sign up through Apple Podcasts and become a premium subscriber over there. Do check that out. It's Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. Schools are interesting places, and places I always kind of felt were haunted, no matter what, especially the older ones and such that we had kind of gone to, that a lot of them are gone now. I don't know if it was just that they're spooky when no one's in them because they're places that are usually so busy and bustling, much like a mall that's abandoned. Feels kind of spooky because all the normal things that you'd expect there are not.
Yeah, and I also think, you know, that's a very energetic time of your life. There's happiness, there's sorrow, there's trauma, all that kind of stuff happens in schools. And I just have a feeling like a lot, like you said, a lot of those old schools just have stuff hanging around.
It's kind of trapped on the within the walls. One of the coolest abandoned schools I've ever gone to. I shouldn't say coolest, but interesting. It was very creepy. It was in Wichita, and I'd been driving by it for years. It was just this abandoned elementary school. And then one day I see there's like a wrecking crew going in there. Not the band, but literally a wrecking crew. It'll be great. The wrecking crew is there, like just playing on the ceiling or on the roof. But they were like starting to tear it down. I'm like, oh, I really want to go in there. And so I walked over there and I said, hey, do you mind if I just walk through here on the parts you're not tearing down and take some pictures and stuff? Like, well, you got to wear a hard hat. And then I'm like, oh, sure, great. So they gave me a hard hat. So as they're tearing down like one wing of the school, I'm in the other wing of the school.
That's so cool that they let you do that. Yeah.
And I was walking, I took a whole bunch of pictures, and it was really creepy and weird because there's all these elements to the school that were still in there, like all the chalkboard. Some rooms still had desks. There was the balance beam that was in like the gym closet, you know, where you'd have like the rubber balls and the equipment you'd use for gym. And it's like wrapped in carpet, the type you remember going on. And it was just weird. And the windows were all kind of broken out. And the creepy part to it, not just all of that, was that it was the very elementary school that Dennis Rader, the BTK killer, attended as a child.
Ooh.
Yep.
That would have been fun to do a little investigation there before they tore it down.
It would have been. I wasn't even thinking of that at the time, but it was right. It was actually in Park City where he lived, so he spent most of his time there. But it was a creepy place. I did take something from it. I took a door number, and it's in a box somewhere. I have no idea where it is.
One of those things that you have,
well,
that you just stored away.
I stored it, but I think I originally had it up in one of my studios in like the background, and I have a perfect place over there to put it. I just have to find it. Where it's just, you know, my hodgepodge of randomness, that I kind of use to make sets and stuff. But yeah, I took it. I thought I should have taken what was there on the floor. What was really kind of cool was one of the wall speakers, you know, like the announcements would come on, and it was just laying on the ground, and I didn't take it. I took the other part. I don't know why. I thought it was stealing or something, but it's like, it's all going to get destroyed.
Right.
But yeah, grab that. But creepy experience. Let's hear this experience. 855-853-4802 is the phone number. Hi.
Hi. My name is Dave. I got a story for you. I got a bunch, but this one is more of a unique story for me. I used to be a janitor at the schools, and I used to go to the school as a young fella. And later on, I turned out that I started cleaning the schools. So I went to the school that I went, and at night, there's a activity that starts vibrating, like going through the ear, like you can feel it, you know, in certain parts of the school. So I had this fellow, he was showing me around the building on what I had to do. So I followed him, and as he was in front of me, about maybe 8 feet or so, I happened to turn to my left, and I go, "What the heck?" And I said, "Hey, Rich, you just..." And he looked and said, "See what?" I said, "A half a body just walked right past me." He was wearing khakis. He had no feet. He had no body, only the pants, walking right past me. And he laughed and shrugged his shoulders. I go, "Yeah." I said, "This is the first." So after the longest time that he showed me around, and then I started going by myself now, and I was cleaning the office, and whenever I go in there, I feel like I'm being watched. I mean, all over, like there's a thousand eyes in that office or something. And I get more of the energy by the window, excuse me. And then I'm always, I kind of walk down the hall of the office, where they got such, each has rooms, but neither of that bothered me. It's just mostly toward the main office where you can just feel it. So I did my work as quickly and efficiently as possible just to get out of there. And so as I proceeded to go to the rooms now, there was one particular room that I remember through my years, and it's still there as the art room. Room 104, and it was located right behind the bookstore. And now they turned it into something else. I don't recollect. So anyway, I cleaned that room really well. So then, okay, enough of that. The next night, I come in, and thinking nothing of what's going on, you know, just the stragglers leaving school. So I open up the door, and I jump back. And there was a teacher over there to the left. And she asked me, "What's wrong?" I go, "Well," I says, "I I didn't expect the room to be clean. You know, she said, oh, no, she says that they had a conference and that they tried to keep it clean. But prior to that, I'll get back to that. I'm sorry I had to jump around on that one, because otherwise it won't make any sense. So I was cleaning that room, and that was when it was dirty the night before. And I kept hearing this noise coming out of this room. It's a small room where they make pottery. And I went in there, and then the noise stopped. I looked around, nothing. Just a small room with a sink and the pottery. And then I closed the door and proceeded to dust mop. And the next thing I hear is that bang, bang. And I go back in there, and it stopped. So I said, forget it. I'm just going to finish my work. So I'm cleaning and cleaning it. And so then that's the night that they had the conference. And then the teacher asked me what was wrong. And I told her. And I says, you know, ma'am, I says, I hear noises coming out this room in this pottery room. She goes, yes, my class will not go in that room. And then I asked her, why is that? She says, because they see shadows moving around in that room. And I have a good reason to believe her, because, I don't want to jump to that school, but anyway, and she looked online, and then she was telling me the story about the school, and I told her I went to that school, but I don't know about no ghost story. So she was telling me about a guy that floats in front of in front of the building of the school, it floats right onto the playground, which he has no hands, feet, or face. So I had a few people seen this, and because he floats and then he disappears. But I have never seen it, only that half a body. So then I said, oh, interesting. So yeah, it's online. And so later on, as time went on, I always had that feeling again in the office. I tried to get in and out of there. But there was a particular night when I was walking down the hall. There's an auditorium where they hold movies and whatever events that they have there. And it was one of these cool, calm nights. You didn't need no heat on. You didn't need no fans or any ventilation going, because it was one of the beautiful, cool nights. And then I kept hearing this kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. And I go, what the heck? So I walked into the auditorium, and it stopped. And so then I shrugged my shoulders and turned around and proceeded to walk out. As I closed the door, kabam, kabam, kabam. Ah, no, I said. I turned around. I had to go back in there. I went in there at least 2-3 times. And after that, I said, no, this place is not right. And so then now I'm at the straw that broke the camel's back. Here's what happened. So that room again, 104, the art room, all by myself. I started dust mopping, and then I got toward the teacher's desk where she had no light above, but you didn't need a light because you could still see the floor. And all of a sudden, it felt like 1,000 electricities and like vibes crawling up my back, really ugly. I was praying so hard, man, that I got the hell out of there. And I went into the engineer's office, and I see one of the co-workers, and I was ready to tell him. And he says, oh, you seen the guy too? I go, no. I says, it's that room. I says, you're going to have to tell your supervisor that either you switch me to another room or I'm out of here. I says, I am never going to experience anything like this. So then he said, well, you have to talk to him. But anyway, the next day, I was pulled out of there. And I was so happy and glad. And I says, I never want to clean that building ever again. And that's just one of the school stories. So hope you guys enjoy it. So take care. Bye.
Sounds like a lovely building to clean. I wonder if the spirits have preferences on cleaning materials.
You know, probably. So, you know, they just like everything else. It's always interesting when you hear people tell stories about like full body apparitions that aren't full, like it's just the legs or it's just the upper torso. I've never experienced that before. And I think it'd be so weird to not see like a full human form if you were going to see something.
What does that mean when it's only like half or a part of a person?
I mean, I don't know. You hear stories about people like who lose a limb or something like that, and and their spirit is wandering around and no arm or whatever. But why would just a pair of legs be walking around? I don't get it.
And I'm guessing it's not, that's just like what we're seeing of it, I'm thinking it's probably the whole thing, not just someone's torso that took on a life of their own. But I'm guessing it maybe it's something to do with energy, like maybe it can only project itself so much. I don't know. But obviously it does happen quite a bit.
Yeah. Interesting.
Creepy story. Thank you for sharing that with us. You want to share yours with us? You can do so. Our phone number is 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost stories with us. If you'd like an ad-free version of the podcast, you can get that through Apple Podcasts or Patreon.com or GhostPodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Sheba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Sheba.com.